Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Trae Young exiting the arena. 117-100 Atlanta.
Off to the desk, dribble the clock out here.
The only man in the hallway as this game comes to an end. And if this is indeed it, one of the most remarkable chapters in Hawks history will come to an end.
Oh, that's the final call last night in the Hawks game as Trae Young was saying goodbye and giving hugs and dapping up fans and teammates and whatnot. That's because he has a new home, and it's right here in the District of Columbia. The Washington Wizards swinging a big old stick last night, as we talked about over the last couple of days in little bits and pieces, and more specifically yesterday afternoon. And then it started to heat up even more after we got off the air. And then all of a sudden you see C.J. McCollum scratched. And all of a sudden you see Corey Kispert is scratched with left injury, hamstring, maintenance, blah, 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 blah. And boom, away you go. 9:30 or so last night, something like that. And you have a trade. So welcome aboard, one and all. On this very, 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 very busy Thursday, man, has this been a week. I mean, the end of the NFL regular season, and you always know the first day is going to be nutso, but they made us wait around here until Tuesday to get clarity on Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt, which, okay, they're not working on our calendar, they don't care. But then all of the other firings and rumors around the NFL, that's all one thing. The Caps have had a bunch of things going on. The Wizards make an unexpected, I would say, certainly before mid last week and even early this week, when a lot of people didn't think, whoa, the Wizards would pull off a Trae Young deal. Yet they did. And we will break it down from all sides and take your calls and all that at 301-230-0980. So get in line now. But then on top of that, you get a delayed firing in the NFL that has Washington roots in so many different ways in Mike McDaniel. And, oh yeah, by the way, tonight starts the college football semifinals between Miami, the Hurricanes, and Ole Miss. Wow. Who needs Monday night football? Who needs Thursday night football when you've got all this? And you will get Thursday night football, just of the different kind and variety. But man alive, is it just nutso around here. And I would say a good busy, right? It gives us something to chew on. It gives us, I'd love for them to spread it out a little bit to help us out, right? But it is what it is. And we'll focus on the two big stories in sports today. And that is, again, Mike McDaniel fired as head coach of the Miami Dolphins and where he goes next. And obviously, Washington is going to factor into that. I don't know if he's coming back. I don't know if he's going to get a head coaching opportunity or not. My guess is Mike McDaniel would get a head coaching job over Raheem Morris in this cycle. But both of those guys right now are available. And to some degree, surprisingly, out of jobs. And both of them have direct ties to Dan Quinn. And then, just we'll leave that on the side for right now, beside the obvious headline, the Wizards make one of the most polarizing, is the best way I could put it, trades that we've seen in the NBA in a long, long time. Everybody seems to be trying to scratch their heads and figure out who won it, who got the better of it, who screwed up, who didn't. Wait, are we missing something here? Is this what it seems to be? And look, a lot of trades ultimately work out very differently than the initial reaction, right? So far, it looks like the Luka Doncic trade to the Los Angeles Lakers so far is what they were hoping for it to be. In terms of he's a prolific scorer, it looked like things were rocky there with LeBron and all that stuff, but I don't know, it's kind of seemingly settled down for now. We mentioned they were playing tonsil hockey after the step-around three-pointer, fadeaway, sideline shot the other night. Seems like they're happy. Don't know if they are. But, I mean, that was a polarizing trade in which everyone, for the most part, crushed Nico Harrison, the former now Mavericks general manager. And I said, well, look, I mean, I wouldn't have done that trade. That's kind of crazy to me to trade your best player in his prime off of a Western Conference final, whatever. But I can see, like, if you think he's not working hard, if you think he's the Pillsbury Doughboy, if you think he's just a one-way player and not a great defensive player and so on and so forth, I could see you eventually giving him up for a different style that you want to play. Now, it got Nico Harrison fired, okay? But the Dallas Mavericks then stepped on stupid and got the number one overall pick, and they still have, for now, Anthony Davis, and maybe they'll flip that into other assets and so on and so forth. But everybody was so convinced that the Lakers stole Luka Doncic. And you know what? They're probably right. Although I think they're being a little unfair to Dallas, but whatever. This trade, I haven't seen anyone really run to the big red button that you might have in your office or on your desk or in your home or wherever, your car, and say, definitively, getting Trae Young in exchange for an expiring contract and C.J. McCollum, a nice veteran but 34-year-old C.J. McCollum, and Corey Kispert, a former first-round pick who is a nice player but a reserve player and a, I don't want to say a streaky shooter, but not the kind of shooter that we were hoping for him to be. With no draft picks exchanged, at least as it's being reported by multiple outlets who you know are talking to people on the inside here. I haven't seen any outlet, any writer, anyone, heard anyone, and I've listened to a lot, go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. The Hawks just blindsided the Wizards. They stole C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert. I haven't seen that. Maybe I've missed it. I don't know. The flip of that is I have not seen anyone go, oh man, the Wizards just pulled the wool over the Hawks' eyes. I haven't seen anybody say that. I've seen the Wizards get criticized. I've seen the Wizards get questioned. I've seen the fit being questioned, the long-term nature of it, the short-term nature of it, the selfish, hey, you want that guy around a bunch of young developing guys nature of it. I've seen it all. And quite honestly, every time I think about this, and I've been thinking about it a lot, I go, well, yeah, but what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And what about that? Right? And I'll get into more specifics as we go along, which is to tell you, I don't have a strong feeling as we sit here at 11 minutes after 1 on a Thursday afternoon on January the 8th, 2026, I got to say that right, and tell you that I love this deal for the Washington Wizards. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you I hate this deal for the Washington Wizards. I can't tell you that. What I can tell you initially is that I'm optimistic about how this deal will ultimately turn out. And that's the rub, how it ultimately will turn out. Because right now, nobody has that answer. Obviously, no trade, no signing is going to be able to exactly map out the future. So there's always variables, right? We all understand that. But what I mean by that is Trae Young could be here for the next 5 years. He could be here for the next 3 years. He could be here for the next couple of months. He could be here for the next year. He could be here for the next year and a couple of months. There's like five or six different options based on the contract, the options, the trade deadline, how the Wizards kind of deal with it. Do they give him a long-term extension? Does he pick up his player option? So on and so forth, right? And because of all of that, and because of the uncertainty, and because Atlanta was looking to clear out a huge salary and to some degree a problem child, some degree, who's also been injured a lot this year. And because of that, they wanted to move on from Trae Young, arguably the second best player that they've had in their franchise's existence beyond Dominique Wilkins. And they were willing to take on a veteran in C.J. McCollum who can come in there, stabilize some things, you know, shoot the rock a little bit, play a little bit better defense, actually is healthy, actually is, you know, a really good teammate, great veteran leader. They've got some young guys like Zachary Risiche, who was drafted one spot ahead of Alex Sarr because Alex Sarr, ironically, didn't want to go to Atlanta. Alex Sarr wanted to come here 2 years ago. And that's turned out to be a damn good pick and a damn good situation for the Washington Wizards, right? So there are all sorts of things. You know, why did the Wizards not get a draft pick? Why did the Atlanta Hawks not get a draft pick? I mean, both sides are questioning, or all the media pundits are questioning. I was listening to Coach Sheehan. He was saying the guy from The Athletic, what's his name? Josh Robbins, I think is his name. I can't remember everybody's name. I think it's Josh Robbins. He was on with Kevin earlier this week, and he said, Josh Robbins said that he would have to get, if you are the Wizards, a draft pick. Well, that's not how Will Dawkins, Michael Winger, and Travis Schlenk felt. Because obviously they don't make that deal then if they felt that way. So they must be thinking a different way. They're either thinking Trae Young is going to be their point guard and their scoring point guard who can also dish the rock on pick and rolls and pick and pops and all that stuff and around the horn in a three-point league. Not around the horn, the bad TV show that nobody watched anymore and they got rid of. But you get the point. Like, they must have felt differently. Whether they'll be right or wrong, I don't know. But they obviously felt differently. No, we don't need a pick. You know what we need? We need to stay in the, ideally, worst four. Not the final four, the worst four of the NBA so that we keep that first round pick in 2026 that's protected only 1 through 8. And if it's at 9 and you drop back 5 spots and you're the fifth worst team in the NBA, you go out of that top 8 and the Knicks get the pick in a what looks to be a pretty damn good draft. So my guess is they have a plan, which is this. Trae Young is going to come here. He's going to pass a physical. the trade will be official, and he will play sparingly if he plays at all. The Wizards will do their very, very, very best to compete and try and win games to show progress and to learn how to win. But ultimately, we'll have a couple of injuries. Ultimately, we'll have guys fall off. Ultimately, we'll have guys hit ruts. And ultimately, they feel, I think, or they hope, they plan to stay in the top four, or the bottom four, I should say, the final four, the worst four, so that they get that 2026 first-round pick. And how do you ensure that? Well, the easy answer is you can't ensure it, but you can manage it. And right now, they're right on that borderline. And if Trae Young doesn't play much or at all this year with the Wizards, and if they say, well, you know, we're trying to get him back in shape, we're trying to get him healthy, oh, somehow miraculously he has a setback, you might not see Trae Young at all. But that would allow you to keep that top eight protected first-round pick next year in 2026, which everybody's talked so much about. So maybe you don't necessarily need the pick from the Atlanta Hawks that so many people are disappointed that they didn't get. Now, there are teams, or there are people that are disappointed that, wait, the Hawks only got that for CJ, for Trae Young? We'll get into it all. And we'll take your calls. And we'll get your reaction. 301-230-0980. We rarely get to talk about the Wiz during football season. It's still football season. We're talking about the Wiz because they made a major trade that has all sorts of different implications and all sorts of different ways you can go with it. So we lead with the Wizards while acknowledging Mike McDaniel being fired in Miami is not just a little bit of a surprise, but it also has a very, very, very big potential Dan Quinn Commanders tie. We'll talk about it all with you over the next 3 hours right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in 301-230-0980. Come and join us.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
AMAC came in and said, all right, I'm going to play this song. And it's called Ice Tray. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
By the Amigos, right? No, I'm sorry.
You did that on purpose. The Amigos, yeah.
Not the Amigos?
Not the Amigos.
Not the Analytics Amigos?
No.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, welcome back, everybody. On the day after, I haven't seen anything official from the Wizards, but the day after Trae Young is reportedly by every outlet in America traded to the Washington Wizards. We've got to crank up the calls. We have not had a chance to talk Wizards really at all this year since their season started. And largely, that's on them. That's for good measure. You know, all of you guys who ran around screaming and whining and complaining about how you got to tank, how you got to suck for 5 years to be anything relevant in the NBA, which is so untrue, so far from reality. I have no idea what you guys see, no clue at all. Where are you guys all at? Because now you've got a polarizing trade. Now you've got a polarizing figure that we quite honestly don't have all the answers for. It's like a Rubik's Cube. You know, you remember the old school Rubik's Cube? Some of you, even youngins, might know what a Rubik's Cube is. But you can figure it out at times. But largely, it's just like this frustrating exercise in activity that you don't quite have the answer for. And maybe sometimes you step in poop and you come up smelling like a rose. And maybe that's what the Wizards are trying to do here. I don't know. But you can weigh in at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So I mentioned there were people, Josh Robbins of The Athletic with Coach Sheehan earlier in the week, that Cowboy B confirmed for us that that was his name. Sorry, I can't remember everybody. I was thinking about Len Robbins, but that was a different guy. That was a guy from New York, whatever. Anyway, the point being that he came on and said, no. And I heard Kevin talk about it today. No. You have to get draft picks if you're the Washington Wizards, if you're going to take Trae Young. So that would mean, as long as Josh Robbins still feels that way, that the Wizards didn't get enough. The Wizards failed. And that's how some people are going to see this. I don't see it that way. What I see, this is me, I can only speak for me as a non-NBA expert, as somebody who's intrigued and interested in all this stuff, as somebody who's read a lot, somebody who's listened a lot, somebody who's tried to process all the weird and wonky rules and all the different options. I believe, this is me, I believe this is, once again, asset management, asset allocation, and asset redistribution for the Washington Wizards, as opposed to a straight-up asset, as opposed to a deficit or an exodus, and certainly opposed to, hey, we are really going to tank now. You know who's really going to tank now? Probably the Hawks. Unless they go out and get Anthony Davis in the next month. And then they wouldn't tank. But they could tank. Even though they haven't had Trae Young much of the year. But I truly and firmly believe that this is asset allocation, asset redistribution, asset management for the Washington Wizards. Now, what the hell does that mean? And again, I draw the line, as I always have. I never blink from this, between whatever the Wizards are doing in your eyes and tanking. I've never felt that they were intentionally losing. Like throwing games, not trying. They were not very good by design. They stripped down the organization by design because they made bad decisions prior to that trying to be playoff competitive, i.e. the Bradley Beal extension and the no-trade clause and this and that and other veterans like Kristaps Porzingis and I guess Kyle Kuzma, right? The Wizards made a trade here that gives them options. They did not get a draft pick back in this because ideally what's going to happen here is they stay in the top four. I'm sorry, they finish in the final four and they get guaranteed a top eight pick in next June's draft. A draft that is supposedly loaded. And we know a bunch of the names, don't need to break them all down now. That's one. If somehow, some way, by chance, the Wizards climb out of the final four and therefore don't finish in the top eight in the lottery. And remember, it's two different things, right? You can only fall back five spots. So that's why they have to finish in the final four, because it's top eight protected. So it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay? You can only go, like the Pistons 2 years ago and 3 years ago, went from the worst record or the most chance at the lottery to the fifth overall pick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can only go back five spots. So that's why everybody says, and why you hear, the Wizards have to stay in the in the final four, or the futile four, if you will, so that they're guaranteed of not finishing in the lottery any lower than eighth. Okay? That being said, if somehow they go over that line and somehow they're not assured, and then the lottery balls don't work out in their favor, and they don't finish with the top eight pick, and New York gets the pick, which is, again, a couple of different scenarios. They have a couple of different ways to manage this. If that is the case, certainly the trade is going to look even more dicey because you didn't get a draft pick here in the Trae Young deal, as reported, and you won too many games to finish out of the worst four, the futile four, and that put you in definitive risk, jeopardy, of getting the top eight protection, and then the lottery balls didn't fall your way, which they haven't a lot. Let's be honest, they haven't. They've been close, but they haven't a lot. And now all of a sudden, you got the ninth pick or the tenth pick after the lottery, and that pick's going to New York. So here's how I answer that. At that point, assuming that you haven't done a long-term contract extension with Trae Young, if somehow you lose out on the number eight overall pick or lower in the draft, okay, again, a big asset, but if somehow you lose out on that, that's when you trade Trae Young. That's when you trade Trae Young. Why? Well, as long as you haven't given him a long-term extension, because he's a scorer, because he averaged 11.5 assists a game last year, because he's only, what, 28, 29, whatever it is, because he's still a dude who can put some butts in seats and sell jerseys, because also, if you haven't given him the extension, he's in all likelihood having picked up the player option for this or for next year. And then he is a tradable commodity to anyone and everyone looking for scoring help and point guard help and ball distribution help and experience help on top of an expiring contract, right, of $50 million. So the Wizards have, while they did not get the pick that so many people wanted them to get and expected them to get and are disappointed that they didn't get, as long as they don't give Trae Young a 3-4-5 year extension at $50-plus million dollars a year, they have a lot of flexibility. They have a lot of options, I believe. It's called asset management. Trae Young might be a long-term asset. He might be a short-term asset. He might be a hired gun. He might be an asset, as we have seen over and over and over and over and over again. In the case of, well, Bradley Beal, a little bit different, but Bradley Beal ultimately, Chris Paul, Jordan Poole, right? We have seen it over and over and over again, how to turn veteran high-priced players into draft picks. And that might be the longer-term play here if the Wizards don't do what I wouldn't do anytime soon, and that is sign Trae Young to a long-term deal, which makes it then harder to trade as opposed to easier to trade. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So Wizards fans, where are you at? How do you feel? Again, people, I'm reading from The Athletic, people feel, wait, huh? The Hawks didn't get a single draft pick, protected or otherwise, from a team that's got a bunch of second-round picks in the Wizards? And they gave up Trae Young? I don't think those people are realizing and figuring out what that salary cap space allows the Hawks to do. And also, if some of the book on Trae Young is reality, beyond just on the court, off the court, that he's not the best player to build a young, evolving roster around. The Hawks probably said, enough. In order to get out of this deal, in order to get out of this player, and before he re-ups with us for next year and further ruins our plan, we're going to trade him. And if we've got to make a trade that doesn't get us any draft pick compensation, we're okay with that because we're out of the Trae Young business for now. And we have CJ McCollum. And we'll keep Corey Kispert. Or we'll trade Corey Kispert into something else. And we'll trade CJ McCollum at the deadline and get something else. People, that's how I see it. I could be totally wrong. How do you see it? 301-230-0980. More to come on this in just a sec. Wizards fans, I want to hear from you. I don't think Wizards fans are all that excited about this because they're not sure what to make of it. They're not sure if Trae Young is going to be here this year, next year, at the deadline, long term. They're not sure what he is outside of an outstanding scorer. Oh, and by the way, somebody who led the league in assists last year, but somebody who's been injured all year this year, and somebody who's doesn't have the best, most pristine image, I guess is what I'll leave it at. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, so we'll start with the NFL. Big news earlier this morning, not totally unexpected, especially with way things were going the last day or two, but Mike McDaniel, a little bit of a surprise, fired as head coach of the Miami Dolphins. The expectation all along had been that Mike McDaniel would keep his job after they fired the GM midway through the season, especially with Miami making a decent run that included the Madrid win over the Washington Commanders. However, the Miami Dolphins have been interviewing GM candidates. They are expected to name one as early as tomorrow, and it could be a setup to land or try and land John Harbaugh in Miami, where Stephen Ross is very fond, let's just call it that way, of the Harbaugh family and has tried to land Jim Harbaugh in the past. So that's that story. Meanwhile, Mike McDaniel also becomes potentially the number one top candidate for offensive coordinator if he's not getting a head coaching job for the Washington Commanders. He and Dan Quinn, very close. They coached together under DQ in Atlanta. Meanwhile, the Buccaneers, after just 1 year and after a massive collapse down the stretch, have fired first-year offensive coordinator Josh Grassard as part of a coaching overhaul. They also announced that Tom Moore, who's 87 years old, a former guest on this show last year, has decided to retire after 62 years of coaching. They also fired their special teams coordinator and their quarterbacks coach along with Grizzard and the other move. So you got a lot going on there. College football tonight, the national semifinal. It is the Miami Hurricanes, and it is the Mississippi Ole Miss Rebels, of course, with Charlie Weiss Jr. calling the plays. He did get retained, if you will, for this game after rumors that he would not be. So that is good news for Ole Miss. We will see how it all plays out. 7:30 tonight for Ole Miss and Miami. The other game tomorrow, Oregon-Indiana rematch from the Big Ten and from earlier this year. Again, that is tomorrow night. Caps losing last night. The Wizards losing in Philadelphia. We talked about the big trade. And one last one, Trinity Rodman for the USA is going to, and of course she's been involved in a little bit of a contract dispute, she is going to return to the U.S. Women's National Team in training camp later on this month for the first time since April of 2025 as Coach Emma Hayes announced her 26-player roster for the training camp, and then they will. She was expected to play against Paraguay and Chile at the end of the month. And that's what's trending.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Trey Young is on his way to Washington, as long as the deal gets finalized and all that. I have not seen any official confirmation of it, but that neither here nor there. Expected to go down. We will see. Couple of things. After an app was tweeted, who are the Wizards? With a throw-up emoji. Not a big fan. And I just said, look, I'm surprised that people aren't fired up about this one way or the other. But then I started thinking, well, that's because it's really complicated. There's a lot of different options that could go down and a lot of different ways that this could play out. And I would just say this. I wouldn't necessarily buy your Trae Young Wizards jerseys tomorrow. I wouldn't do that. I would hold off. That's number one. Number two, people don't even know if he's going to be here beyond this year. And on top of that, people don't know if he's going to play. And that's one thing that we have to obviously, you know, kind of center around or figure out before we get to the calls is Trae Young, who has been banged up all year, but a four-time All-Star, is he going to play for the Washington Wizards this year? This year. Now, he last played on the Saturday after Christmas. The Saturday after Christmas. He played 31 minutes in that game, shot a robust 22% from the field, did have 10 assists and a couple of steals, but had 6 turnovers. The Miami Heat, the night before, were the opponent for the Atlanta Hawks. That game that I just mentioned was against the Knicks. Back-to-back nights in which he played 31 minutes and the night before he played 32 minutes. So that's good. Back-to-back games, all that. But he hadn't played since then. He shot 50% from the floor in 32 minutes. Had 6 assists, a steal, and 4 turnovers, but 30 points. So you can see, not too long ago, he could still light it up. But he hasn't played since then. As a matter of fact, this year, Trae Young has played how many games for the Atlanta Hawks? 10. Including those two back-to-backers. I thought it was 10. I just wanted to double check. Averaging 28 minutes a game, averaging 41.5% from the floor, 30.5% from three-point land, averaging 9.8 assists. I'm sorry, in his career, 9.8 assists, 8.9 assists this year, so nearly 9. Averaging 19.3 points a game. You know, I mean, if you can get 19.3 points and 8.9 assists, you'll take that. Now, he's never going to be obviously a big rebounder, never going to play great defense. He's going to have the ball a lot. You're going to have to figure out how to play off the ball and without the ball with him. But yet, he'll make a lot of plays, pick and pop, pick and roll, all of that. I mean, you can see him and Alex Saar. You can see that, right? But that being said, Wizards fans are like, wait a second. Is this anything really to get excited about? Because is this just another turn of the machine? Right? Another flip of the asset machine. And ultimately, I don't have that specific answer, except they have a lot of options. Right? Again, I mentioned Trae Young could be here 5 years, he could be here 3 years, he could be here 2 years, he could be here 1 year, he could be here a half a year, he could be here a year and a half. I mean, there's all sorts of options. The Wizards have a lot of flexibility in this regard. But I think fans are certainly aware of this and hesitant to embrace or get excited about their basketball team being back. And I understand that. I understand that. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's get a call or two in here and see what you guys think, what pulse you have. I got grades. I've got other commentary from people that I enjoy reading and that I respect and that know more about the Wizards and basketball than me. I'm just here to basically be a maestro and to give you my perspective, which is I do understand the lukewarm tepidness of this trade because it's not clearly one-sided like it was in everybody's eyes for Luka to the Lakers last year, even though I don't think it was as one-sided as people made it out to be. I don't think this is like landing Giannis and thinking, oh my God, we've got a generational... Look, Trae Young's not a generational superstar. Who are we kidding? Good idea. Let's do that. Let's not get too far behind. Jay in Clarksburg, hang on a little. We'll get to you. We'll knock out the timeout, and then we will get back to you. This is a complicated trade. This is not just, Trae Young's going to be in uniform tomorrow night and pouring in 23 points against the New Orleans Pelicans in Jordan Poole's return. It's not what this is. Matter of fact, I would be very surprised if he plays or plays anytime soon. I'd be surprised. I can't rule it out, but I'd be surprised. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, unfortunately, we have some NFL breaking news, and it centers around the Washington Commanders. The team just putting out a statement recently saying they have been made aware of the arrest of one of their players, who I'll tell you in a sec, and are gathering more information. We have informed the NFL league office and have no further comment at this time. Who was arrested? For now, and soon to be former Commanders cornerback Marshon Lattimore. He was arrested in Lakewood, Ohio last night on charges of carrying concealed weapons and improperly handling firearms in a motor vehicle. He was booked into the county jail, released pending further investigation. Charges officially have not been filed. Now, this is not the first time that Mr. Lattimore has been arrested for playing with guns stupidly and like a complete dum-dum. Nope. He was arrested in Cleveland back in 2021 on suspicion of possessing a stolen gun. Later charged with receiving stolen property, a fourth-degree felony. 8 months later, I didn't remember this at all, he pleaded guilty to carrying a concealed weapon. A first-degree misdemeanor was placed on a year of non-reporting probation, whatever that is, and avoided a 180-day jail sentence. Of course, he is dealing with a torn ACL. Former four-time Pro Bowler was acquired a year and a half ago. Disastrous run, disastrous trade. He's got 1 year left on his deal, $18 million non-guaranteed. Nobody expects him to be on the roster, so I don't know how big of a deal this is. But, man, it's just like the icing on the cake to just such a badly burnt cake experiment by Adam Peters and the Commanders. Right? I mean, it is. Like, ultimately, they'll move on and act like it didn't exist. It very much existed. And, I mean, there's no way you can bring him back. I mean, there was no way they could bring him back. But I don't know how that works with a player that's on a torn ACL. They've got to, I think, pass a physical first before they're actually released. I believe that's how that works. Which, he might not be able to pass a physical for much of the offseason. I don't know exactly how that works, but I believe that to be the case. If somebody knows different, please tell me. But I mean, come on. People, I think we all saw, and we see every day in this country, in this world, what happens when people have guns. Rarely does anything good happen rarely does anything good happen. If you're Marshawn Lattimore, you're allegedly arrested, allegedly, on charges of carrying concealed weapons and improperly handling firearms in a motor vehicle. I mean, like, you guys can scream about self-protection and all this stuff that you want. And I don't know exactly what happened here. But I'm sorry, I do not believe that Marshawn Lattimore has to be carrying around guns. Sorry. Now, you can come up with any excuse you want and say, well, he's a high-priced athlete, this, that, the other thing. What if he gets attacked? What if he gets provoked? What if he this? What if he gets, you know, carjacked? I mean, what happens if we all get carjacked? What happens if we all get attacked and provoked? It happens all the time in D.C., despite DJT saying that we have no crime in D.C. Happens all the time. Can everyone just carry around a gun and conceal guns in a motor vehicle? You got to be smarter than a box of rocks. And I'm sorry, I understand what the Constitution says. I understand how many of you feel about this. I don't give a damn. Don't carry guns. You don't need them. That's how we have the society that we have. Because not everybody can handle them. As a matter of fact, most people can't. And I don't know here because the charges haven't been filed. If you don't have a permit, if you are trying to conceal them and improperly handle them, whatever that exactly means in a motor vehicle, probably a good chance that you don't have a permit and that you know you're going to get in trouble. So sorry. Sorry for calling me anti-American or whatever you want to call me. There's just no reason in my book, none, for this to happen. None. If you're worried about your personal safety, hire a bodyguard. Let that guy take the damage. Or stay out of trouble. Stay away from places that you can get in trouble. But you don't need to be driving around or carrying guns or gun or a gun, whatever the case might be. I'm seeing the mugshot now. You're seeing a guy who probably looks and says, oh, bleep, my NFL career might be done. Why? I'll explain more on the other side. And we'll get back to the call. Sorry. We just had breaking news. Jay, hang in there. We'll get to you first up, I promise, in just a couple of moments, right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.